one of those family history people, and I recently got a copy of the probate records of an ancestor who died in South Carolina in 1855, with a listing of his possessions in detail. One straw cutter, $3. One corn sheller, 50 cents. Two chamber mugs, 50 cents. Then came the people. One girl, India, $1,220. One boy, Tuck, $1,180. One woman, Dinah, $180. $180 woman. The boy, Tuck, was worth $1,000 more. I've decided I know Dinah. She's old and nearly blind. She sits in the corner near the fireplace and shells peas. She has a roof over her head and her own coffee mug and a straw mattress in the corner and someone to talk with about what it was like when she was a girl. I hope my ancestor was kind to her, but I have no way of knowing that. A wave of self-righteousness sweeps over me, and I start to write this piece about the wonderful advances of the last 150 years. And then I pause and see the price tags on the people I know. Here's one that agrees with me all the time, even the mistakes. Price that one high. In Texas lingo, here's another who's not worth the powder to blow him away. Here's another for whom I wouldn't take $1,000,000. Another chuckles at most of my jokes. Good value there, and rare. Another is one whose admiration and respect I crave, whose actions can open doors of opportunity. Top of the price list. Oh, Dinah, Tuck, and India, your daughters and sons still live on the inventory list of my life. What are the price tags I see on people when I squint my eyes?